Blog Talk Radio.
This is my WordPress help desk for April 18th. Hi, my name is Ken Freeman. In the news this week, I sure hope you all got your taxes paid, and if you feel that you have had to pay too much, join the crowd. Now, we need to start working to pay ourselves now that we have paid the government. Now, before we start, remember to check out our sponsors, wp-sitemakers.com for great WordPress design, hosting-master.com for the best WordPress hosting around, and site-keeper.com for the best WordPress managed support ever. And if you want to bookmark our site for this podcast, it is mywphelpdesk.com. And here's the top story for today. It stems from Google's announcements just a couple of weeks ago that April 21st is going to become Google's Day of Reckoning for mobile. So I want you to stay tuned for the details, as today's WordPress Focus Report is going to dive into this new Google algorithm. But let me just say that if you are a website owner and your site is not mobile, you better pay attention, because Google is making a major shift April 21st that is going to impact your site specifically. Now, in the news, WordFence, the security plugin, is making news. Now, not bad news. They haven't been hacked or anything like that. Instead, it's breaking news about a new service that they are offering. It's called Password Auditing. Now, here's what they've done. They have built a GPU cracking cluster by combining extremely high-performance consumer gaming GPUs with enterprise hardware to give all of their customers a way to audit the strength of their admin and user passwords. You can go ahead and try out this new feature. Simply download the newest version of WordFence, which, by the way, is version 5.3.1.1, 5.3.11. Click the password auditing menu option and follow the instructions to start the audit, or upgrade to 5.3.1.1 if you have a lower level of WordFence. Once the audit is complete, you will see the results and have the ability to change weak passwords yourself, or have the new password emailed to the site member. Alternatively, you can send your users their administrator's request so they can change the password themselves. The password audit simulates what a hacker would do if they stole your WordPress database and created a cracking attack on your password hashes. They will run a GPU accelerated password cracking attack on your password hashes to test the strength of your password. For admin accounts, we include a large dictionary that covers over 260 million known compromised passwords from previous hacks on major websites and services. What this will mean is that if you were using, for example, LinkedIn, and your password was leaked during the LinkedIn hack of 2012, they're going to let you know that that password is no longer safe to use. They have reportedly worked very closely with their hosting provider, NetRiver, in Linwood, to commission a new custom HirePack power rack to provide this feature. Now, to try out this new feature, again, just simply download the newest version of WordFence, which is, again, 5.3.11 at the time of this podcast, and then click the password auditing menu and follow the instructions. So with the new WordFence upgrade, try it out, because this password audit, I believe, is going to be a very rich, powerful tool for all of us, and it's a welcome tool, I think, for many of us. Well, in other news, Bitcoin is in the news with its second annual Bitcoin Hackathon. Are you a plugin developer? Well, if so, go over to Bitcoin.com and learn about the hackathon. You could earn up to $10,000 valued bitcoins by 1. Finding a new case for bitcoins under the category of creativity. In other words, don't just create another wallet unless it has a really new twist. They want to see apps that make Bitcoin easier to use and show it off as use cases that aren't possible with existing payment methods. They're looking for, in the category of usefulness, make Bitcoin easier to use. They're looking for apps that will make Bitcoin more approachable for the mainstream audience. How can Bitcoin go viral? How could it reach 100 million new people in the coming years? A third category is execution, to pay attention to the detail and functionality, looking for apps that work well. It should be clear that you care about providing good user experience. We're not requiring polish or perfection, but they want it to work. So you can learn all about the Bitcoin Hackathon over at https://developers.coinbase.com/bithack. In the update news, this week was relatively a typical week with these specific plugins coming up for updating: WordPress SEO for Yoast, Duplicator, Lightbox Plus, Colorbox, WP Retina 2, Store Locator, Ajax Load More, WP Smushit, Twitter Feeds, and Shortcodes Ultimate. Now, again, a reminder that WP Smushit, which was originally run on the Yahoo servers, that they are no longer supporting WP Smushit. And if you are in this window of being canceled by Yahoo, you need to go over to the little special discount plan that they have that can provide that at a highly discounted, in fact, I think it's a 90% discount, to continue using Smushit through their servers. In vulnerability news, Brian Donahue writes that Chinese hackers used the Great Firewall's offensive sister system, named the Great Cannon, to launch a recent series of distributed denial-of-service attacks targeting the anti-censorship site, greatfire.org, and the code repository GitHub, which was hosting content from the former. The first set of DDoS attacks hit greatfire.org on March 16th, and on March 26th, GitHub became an unwitting victim in the attack, as another DDoS knocked it offline. It is widely believed that the attackers launched these attacks to shut down services aimed at circumventing China's massive content blocking infrastructure known as the Great Firewall. The University of Toronto Monk School of Global Affairs Citizens Lab, along with the help of the International Computer Science Institute and the University of California at Berkeley and Princeton University, began quietly monitoring the attacks on March 18th and watched the events unfold until April 8th. China's Great Firewall doesn't really operate as a barrier at all. Rather, the Great Firewall monitors connections between China and the global internet for banned content, which it blocks by injecting forged TCP reset packets that cause both the sender and the recipient communications to stop and in turn blocks banned traffic. On-path systems have architectural advantages for censorship, but are less flexible and stealthily than in-path systems as attack tools because they can inject additional packets. They cannot prevent in-flight packets that have already been sent from reaching their destination, explained Citizen Lab in a report. Thus, one generally can identify the presence of an on-path system by observing anomalies resulting from the presence of both injected and legitimate traffic. Now, you can read more about this over at threatpost.com/github-attack-perpetrated-by-china's-great-cannon-traffic-injection-tool/112109. Dennis Fisher reports that researchers at Kaspersky Lab have uncovered a cyber espionage group that has been operating for at least 15 years and worked with and supported the attackers behind Stuxnet, Flame, and other highly sophisticated operations. The attackers, known as the Equation Group, use two of the 0 days contained in Stuxnet before that worm employed them, and have used a number of other infection models and methods, included interdicting physical media such as CDs and inserting their custom malware implants on those CDs. Some of the techniques the group have used have been widely associated with the tactics employed by the NSA, specifically the interdiction operations and the use of the LNK vulnerability exploit by Stuxnet. You can read more about this cyber espionage attack from threatpost.com/massive-decades-long-cyber-espionage-framework-uncovered/111080. And Michael Mimosa writes that the DLL hijacking has been plaguing Windows machines for as back as far as 2000 and provides hackers a quiet way to gain persistence on a vulnerable machine or remotely exploit a vulnerable application, is now coming to Apple's Mac OS. This week at the CanSec West conference in Vancouver, Senec Director of Research Patrick Wardle is expected to deliver a talk in which he'll explain the different attacks that abuse DYLIBS, DYLIBS in OS X for many of the same outcomes as with Windows: persistence, process injection, security feature bypass, and in this case, Apple Gatekeeper and remote exploitation. You can read about this over at threatpost.com/stealthy-persistent-dll-hijacking-works-against-os-x/111661. That's the end of today's news. Now let's move over to page 2 for the focus on Google's Day of Reckoning. All right, so here we are on page 2, and today's focus is Google's Mobile Day of Reckoning. What happens April 21st matters. What's going to happen on April 21st? Well, it's going to be very important that every website owner test your site on Google's new link, because you better start accounting for whether or not your site is mobile. Here's why. Visits, mobile searches on Google now account for 60% of all Google searches. And with mobile now accounting for over half, on April 21st, Google is going to change how businesses rank on mobile search results. In other words, whether it's an iPad, a cell phone, an iWatch, or whatever that a person uses now mobily, it really doesn't matter right now, but a good percentage of your users are using them to view your site on a very small screen. And so the question is, how does your site measure up? Is your site measuring up so that Google can give you a clean bill of health? Well, on April 21st, 2015, Google is about to make sure that it does what it says it's going to do and come out with this new algorithm that's going to change the way they present search results. So whether you're ready or not, here it comes. April 21st, 2015, the day of mobile reckoning. As internet marketing professionals, I think you would agree that we all spend a great deal of time worrying about what Google thinks. Questions like, does Google like my site? Why am I not higher in the search engines? What does my competitor know that I don't know? Well, April 21st is going to mark a change in how Google presents your site in mobile search results. It begins by measuring your site according to how it presents information to the mobile user. Google cares about how relevant it is. If half the searches are from mobile, it's going to be sure that it's presenting content that is friendly to those users. Now, I will say that they haven't announced a specific penalty, but I think logic dictates that sites designed as not friendly to mobile devices will either be moved down the page on the rankings or will not be presented at all. Time is short, but there are solutions available. And so let's talk about how we could provide solutions. Well, first, you need to, step one, figure out how your site measures. Google has made a very easy-to-use check for your site to check for its mobile friendliness. They have a test you can run in about 1 minute. So let's start there. I want you to go over to google.com/webmasters/tools/mobile-friendly. That's google.com/webmasters/tools/mobile-friendly. If you get a note that says, "Awesome, your site is mobile friendly, this page is mobile friendly, and you, my friend, are home free." Cell phones everywhere will be singing your praises. But if your message was a failure, you've got work to do, but don't give up hope because there is a solution. Now, what is that solution? Well, first of all, businesses and small business owners, nonprofit owners, you need to know that you can correct this mobile lack by grabbing a Duda Mobile external mobile site for your website. That particular type of tool will build a simple, maybe 4 or 5 or 10 page site that you could now customize and make that represent your site mobily. And as long as that has your phone number and address and how to reach you, that's all that someone on a mobile phone really wants to have anyway. Now, that will cost you about $99 a year, and it will mean that you will have to edit that content as things change. So now you're not only editing the website, but you're having to edit the mobile site. Or another way to skin the rabbit is to go over to wp-sitemakers.com, our sponsor, and let them build you a great, responsive, mobile-friendly website that is fully, meeting the awesome your site is mobile-friendly requirement of Google. And it will give you something that you can edit very easily because WordPress, as a responsive WordPress theme, is designed to maximize your engagement with your client or your customer. Now, please, when you have a WordPress website, you're going to have to host it so that the hosting also meets with Google's standard of coming down in at least 2 seconds. So don't be fooled by the other web providers that say that they give you low-cost shared hosting. Let us put you on our lightning-fast SSD servers that are wrapped with internal and external firewalls, equipped with gzip compression and Google PageSpeed enabling for full WordPress managed support and your greatest security and ease of management. We do it all for you at a low fixed cost. And we also offer a low fixed cost design work and monthly payout for those that are budget tight. If you just come to me and say, "Ken, we need our site redone real quick to meet this Google change," then we have to get to work and build that site. Yes, I will be investing my time for that site, but if you don't have the budget, let me know. We have pricing plans for month to month, but the goal here is that you stay in good graces with Google. Now, for nonprofits, and especially our pregnancy-related nonprofits that we serve on a regular basis, you need to know about a special site called prc-solutions.com, because prcsolutions.com can provide you with 100% mobile-friendly sites that will transform your existing static site into an engaging, responsive site. Center is unmatched. Our heroic support is unmatched. Our lightning-fast hosting is unmatched. And you can use this solution over at PRC-Solutions if you're a nonprofit, if you are a pregnancy-related nonprofit. And here's how you do it. You simply choose a color scheme. You choose your layout, either boxed, a traditional site, or a full-screen parallax-enabled scrolling theme, a modern site. You okay our content tweaking of your existing site content to SEO your site for maximized Google rankings, and you provide the pictures you want us to use. You provide access to the old site so that we can grab your content and photos from the old non-mobile ready site to turn it into the brand new engaging website that your customers are going to love, Google is going to love. And within about a week or so, your new site will be live, ready to go. And your low affordable rate includes your hosting and WordPress managed support, plus a very low setup fee covers all the web building. So you can get a mobile-friendly site. You can get engaging, emotionally grabbing content, and you can get ultra-fast hosting and heroic support. You'll save money that needs to be spent on your nonprofit. And then you can even save more, and that is that if you're hosting somewhere other than Hosting Dashmaster and you have an existing WordPress site, it even gets better. You can save $50 off the cost of the setup fee that's already low, simply by transferring your site to Hosting Dash Master. And I await your call. The clock is ticking. And by the way, for all of you who are running any kind of a website, go to Site-Keeper about the site management. Go to wp-sitemakers.com because they are the ones who could help build that site in time for Google's algorithm change. Now, if you have an existing WordPress non-responsive site, call us and ask about the low-cost theme update to transfer your drab non-responsive into a mobile-friendly site. Now, this brings us to the end of this side of the show, so visit our sponsor, WP Site Makers, and remember to subscribe. Now, as we move into page 3, this is the favorite part where we take your questions. So if you want to ask questions to be used on this podcast, email support@awebstore.com or text me at 903-926-2607. Welcome to the WordPress Q&A. To ask questions again for use on this podcast, email support@awebstore.com or text me at 903-926-2607. Our first question comes and asks, can I install WordPress on my local computer? Well, absolutely you can. You can install WordPress on your computer, but it's for testing purposes only. It's for your eyes only. If you want other people to see your WordPress site, then you're going to have to involve web hosting for your WordPress. Of course, if you're going to host your own site, look for a great WordPress host like our sponsor, Hosting Dash Master, or learn about getting your own SSD server that you can lease starting at $50 a month over at hosting-master.com. Our next one asks this question, how can I add an image gallery to my page? Well, you can use a number of things to do that. You can add a gallery, you can add, next-gen gallery, that's one way of doing it, or you can use, instead of using a plugin, you can use the new built-in gallery feature to add image galleries to your WordPress post or pages, and you can add that gallery in WordPress with a built-in lightbox so that it will open that image into a centered screen area to see the bigger image. We've used it and found that the plugin, like NextGen Gallery, which is one that a lot of people use, is a bit bloated, and you could probably hire a developer to create a much simpler gallery. Ever since 4.1.1 gives you this ability to build your gallery right there within WordPress and to select images from your media directory, create the gallery name, and then embed it to your assigned page. So that would be my recommendation. Another question I ask, how can I create a slider in WordPress? Well, the answer is this. There are tons of free and paid plugins available for sliders in WordPress. I have recommended to some of my users Slide Deck because it's easy to use and it's easy to operate from the WordPress backend. I personally like MetaSlider, which comes with 4 sliders in one, and it's very stable. I've used it for several years, and I've never had a problem. It's never been incompatible. It's never given us a hiccup. Just select the image from your media directory, add them to your slider that you have named, and bingo, you have a ready-to-go responsive slider. But frankly, let's talk about the use of sliders, why you may want to use it, and the negatives of using a slider. First, if you have different scenes or photos, different kinds of people that your site is appealing to, then grab those kinds of photos, load them to your media directory, add them to the slider that you built, and then you need to fit them to the space you're using for the slider. For example, you may want the slider to be 900 pixels wide if you're running a 2-column content and sidebar layout. If you're running a box site that's 1100 pixels wide, then you would want that slider to be 1100 pixels wide. For full screen sites, though, I simply add width equals 100% versus a standard size and I delete the height because WordPress will figure that out automatically. And if it now builds out to the slider, it will fill the screen, it will fill the width, it will do what it's supposed to do. The negatives of sliders are what I think you need to think about, and that is that every one of those photos that you use in the slider are going to be larger than normal, typically. If you use 5 images, and let's say they're each 80 megs of data, you are adding about 400 megs. That's almost a half gig to your website's main download footprint. Additionally, most studies show that if a person is going to click any slider, it's going to be the first slider that is presented. All the other sliders get tuned out. So if it's going to be slow, going to slow down your site delivery download speed, and no one's going to click on any subsequent slider of these 5 different images, then why use a slider? Just choose the picture that you want to use that speaks to your customers, and now move on to the next thing, and that is to get them to engage with you. Okay, our final question comes in this form. It says, how to create a contact form in WordPress? Well, that's easy. You download a free plugin called Contact Form 7, which is great for basic contact forms. However, if you want to go to the extreme and go over and get the most powerful plugin for forms, then you should consider using Gravity Forms. It is a paid form. You need to know that going into it. Now, we've used both of those contact plugins extensively through our server as well as our client side. And Gravity side allows you to collect payments through the contact form and capture emails for opt-in and much more. So if you use Gravity Forms, you can actually use it to create a donate form for a nonprofit. But if you just want a free plugin, then of course there's that Contact Form 7. I personally use Formidable Forms because they have a rich set of features. They have even more features that are available in their pro version for about $40 that transforms it into a true point-and-click form maker that does the job wonderfully for multiple forms. If you're running a site that needs 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 forms, then I would work with Formidable Forms. They provide the accounting of how many people respond. They send the mail accurately. Everything works. Well, I think this just about runs us out of our time. So I hope you have enjoyed my podcast today. Please remember to check out and visit our sponsors, wp-sitemakers.com, hosting-master.com, and site-keeper.com. Now, remember, bookmark our site to get all the archives, to listen to this program on the fly. Go over to mywphelpdesk.com. I'm here every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Come and join me. Grab a cup of coffee. Join me every Saturday morning. And before you go, subscribe to our channel right here on Blog Talk Radio. Bookmark my site, mywphelpdesk.com, and keep up the good work you're doing with WordPress. I look forward to being with you next Saturday. Thanks for listening to my WordPress Help Desk.